You've lived in three different parts of the world, so is there any difference between each part in terms of physical contact?
Yeah, I have lived in Hong Kong, Guam, and the US. Hong Kong is in Asia, Guam is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and the US is American culture. So in Hong Kong, I think most people would not touch each other, just give each other a little bow. I find that a bow is very common in Asia. If you're very good friends, you wouldn't really hug. Hugging, I think, is a very American thing to do. I think you would just touch each other on the shoulder or give each other a side embrace, a mini hug. In Guam, you would definitely greet your friends and family with a kiss on the cheek. A handshake is much too formal for island culture because island culture is so relaxed and laid back. You would only do a handshake with business partners or in a really formal setting. But usually, a kiss on the cheek is what you receive and give when you see your family and friends. In the US, hugging is most common, I think, for friends and family. But if you're not friends and family, a handshake would probably be the most common.
Is a handshake always the same, or is there different styles of handshake?
From what I've observed, Guam has American culture, so Guam handshakes and US handshakes are the same. I think in Hong Kong, it's got a bit a British background, so that's also very similar. I don't see any difference with the handshake.
So what about young people? Is there a different way they interact physically with each other?
Yes, definitely. In Guam, I always see people do a fist bump for close buddies of theirs. Girls would definitely hug and give each other a kiss. In Hong Kong, I don't see the fist bump often. I don't think I've ever seen it at all, actually. But for close friends, I think a side embrace or a semi-